You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told that a member of our parish was at a family Thanksgiving event and was talking to one of the relatives and began to talk about their respective pastors. And the person from the other parish said to the person from our parish, "You know, our pastor is such a good preacher that he can preach on any subject for an hour." And our preacher said, "Well, Father Carl is such a good preacher that he can preach for an hour without any subject." And so my subject today is warning signs. The story is also told about a driver who was pulled over by a state trooper for going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. And so the officer wrote him a ticket. And when he handed the driver the ticket, the driver said to the state trooper, "Don't you give warnings?" And the state trooper replied, "We certainly do. Along this highway, we have many signs saying 55 miles per hour." Last Sunday's gospel passage from Luke told us that John the Baptist went through the whole region of the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance. And in today's passage, the gospel of Luke, we see that some of the crowd who were baptized heeded his warning and inquired, "What should we do?" Indeed, that is a question we might all consider asking ourselves during this Lenten, this Advent season, ever mindful that the call to repentance is not just for people long ago, is not just for a few, but it's for everyone in the here and now. And so what should we do to change our lives? We know that it can sometimes be easy for all of us to ignore the warning signs. It might be warning signs of health issues, or relationship issues, or financial issues. Too often, it's only in hindsight that we realize that the warning signs were all around us, but we fail to recognize them or simply ignore them. And it can be the same, too, in our spiritual life. We're too busy to pray, or to practice works of charity, or to get more involved in the work of the church. Or we're too proud or self-righteous to acknowledge our need for repentance and forgiveness and receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Warning signs all that we are not on the right path, that our priorities are not in the correct order, and that we are not experiencing the fullness of joy that comes from following the way of God's selfless love, the way revealed to us by God's only begotten Son, born at Bethlehem. This third Sunday of our Advent season is called Gaudete Sunday, a reminder that indeed we're all called to be people of joy, for we have received good news about the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem, who comes to proclaim to us that God's love for us is ever present and without limit. This past Tuesday, December the 8th, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Pope Francis formally opened the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Remind us that even when we are not our best selves, God's love for us is not diminished, and that God's mercy is always far greater than our sins. But unless we heed John the Baptist's warning of repentance and acknowledge our sins, we can never fully experience the joy of the Father's mercy. This afternoon, we are all invited to share in the Father's mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation, as we have our annual Advent communal celebration of the sacrament with our cluster parishes at 3 p.m. at St. James Church in Millstadt. We gather to celebrate the joy of God's loving compassion and forgiveness on this Gaudete Sunday. Again, God sent his prophet, John the Baptist, the last of the great prophets, to call us to repentance, to call us to turn away from all sin, and to become a new person in Christ. Let us heed the warning. Let us not wait until it is too late. For indeed, the Lord is coming soon and very soon. Let us experience the joy of the Father's mercy so that we can share that joy by being merciful like the Father, and thus truly proclaiming by our lives that God is good all the time. All the time.